You're listening to the Bookworm Podcast. This week, we have Ta-Nehisi Coates, whose book, Between the World and Me, is a look at institutionalized racism in America today. Thanks for being here. I hope it's not that awkward to talk about these topics, but you're like my favorite author. I heard that you're a father. This book is for your son. Is it okay if I like it and I tell everyone?
Tell everyone that you meet, but be sure to understand that I wrote this for my son because he's about to be a man. And I needed him to know that the word he's coming up in is a ruse. And everyone's a threat, even you.
Hold up, I'm not racist. You can ask my mama. I saw the Tupac movie and I voted for Obama twice. Plus, I think the alt-right is disgusting. Let's melt the statues down. It's not even worth discussing.
No one is racist if you let them tell it. It's like denying you see colors, the new epidemic. White supremacy's embedded and there's no getting rid of it. But you don't have the privilege to remain ignorant.
Police violence, how do we prevent it? Harassing young black men and siphoning their essence like Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, Prince Jones. Honestly, it's gotta stop.
Coincidentally, those were Eric Garner's words right before the moment he was choked out on the curb. I ain't got all the answers, but a very small part is replacing the fear with knowledge. That's a start.
You talk about your father and the beautiful struggle, Vietnam and privilege and piercing the bubble. Is that connected to the Richard Wright poem that you quote in the title of your book? People wanna know.
Didn't fit in the schools, wouldn't fit in the streets. Black folks still ain't free, yet a black life is cheap. And some police officers, in fact, have found joy and instilling fear in the heart of black and brown boys.
Let's talk appropriation. Where's the line? It's been like 40 years, shouldn't rap be colorblind? How about Bo Vicky? A modern Al Jolson? Remember Slim Jesus? He's finished, I'm hoping.
Well, hip-hop will be and forever has been the news network of the streets, the ghetto CNN. It's just that I prefer a rapper speaking with some clarity and not blurring the line between artistic and parody.
One final thing that I need to confess, the 9/11 part confused me and I have to address how you felt so disconnected from the firemen who died in the buildings on that Tuesday. They sacrificed their lives.
Man, I gamble with my life when I walk down the block every day wondering if it's the day that I get shot. From the Mecca to the homeland, it's impossible to understand. Living every day feeling like a wanted man.
You write about plunder, you write about knives, subjugation and fear that you've seen your whole life. National landmarks still casting a shadow. Black lives do matter, just ask Rachel Maddow.
Well, it's easy for you to say, we never owned y'all. For every Rachel Maddow, there's a Rachel Dolezal. I know it sounds bleak, but we all play a part in protecting black bodies and furthering the art.
I got friends in Atlanta, Oakland, and Inglewood. I'm just trying to stay conscious, use my platform for good. Look, I'm sorry if I sound misinformed with these rhymes, but your book, it really moved me and opened up my eyes.
Well, that's really good to hear, so here's what you need to do. Buy a couple copies, give them to your crew, and don't forget the names, don't forget the faces, and infiltrate spaces of fascists and racists, and tell them the truth. Tell them the truth.